What's up, Packer fans? This is the Packer Preview edition of my Packer Review podcast. I'm Dave Sinekin. Thanks for finding us. We're going to get you set for the Packers-Bears game tonight at Lambeau Field as the Pack tries to reach the quarter pole at 3-1 and get set for a tough road test in Dallas and Minnesota. 195th meeting between these two teams. They are deadlocked at 94 with six ties. You know, I'm a Milwaukee guy. The Bears have always been my most hated rival, and I just think about growing up, following the Pack, terrible in the 70s, and the Bears always had a big lead in the series, always a big lead in the overall series, and it looked like Packers would never catch up. It's hard to believe. They've drawn even thanks to the complete dominance over the last quarter century or so. What's amazing is if you look at the 194 games they've played, they're separated by a total of 4 points. Green Bay has scored, I think, something like 33-35, to the Bears, 33-31. It's been an amazingly close series, and the Pack will look to take that lead for the first time in about 85 years tonight if they can get a win. It's a 12th straight year these two teams have met in prime time. Third straight year they've had a Thursday night game, going back to the Thanksgiving night loss at Lambeau 2 years ago. I remember being there. That was one of the more ugly Packer games I've attended. Packers have owned this series since Favre's been around. Rodgers has followed suit. He's 14-4. McCarthy 16-7 against the Bears. And Green Bay has pretty regularly scored at least 20 points in this series. All but one game under McCarthy have they scored at least 20 points. We all know what the big storyline is heading into this one. Both David Bakhtiari and Brian Bulaga listed as doubtful. Got to believe they're both out tonight with the next three tackles on injured reserve. Man, Green Bay's down to their sixth and seventh tackle. So what do they do tonight? There's a couple of choices. I think it's pretty clear that Rodney McCray will start again at right tackle. Did a serviceable job, I thought, against Cincinnati. And I think against this team tonight, he could probably hold his own. The big question's at left tackle. Do you put Adam Pankey, first time ever on a football field, at left tackle on primetime? I think that's asking for trouble. If Lane Taylor is able to play some tackle, I would think the preferred way to go is to put Lane Taylor at left tackle, put Lucas Patrick, a guard, into his normal spot as the backup left guard, put him into Taylor's spot. I'd feel a little bit better about the left side of the line tonight. It's a huge question mark, obviously, when you're this low in your depth chart at tackle. My hunch is, I would guess if Taylor is able to play tackle, that's what they do. What it does is it changes three spots on your line, obviously. Instead of just your tackles, now you're making a change at guard too. But I'd be very nervous about Adam Pankey stepping out of the field for the first time as a pro in this spot at left tackle against a Bears team that's been pretty good defensively. And that's the story tonight is, you know, Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator, coached with Capers years ago. He's had the Packers' number in recent years. We all know when he was in San Francisco how those Niners teams dominated the Pack on both sides of the ball. He was 4-0 against the Packers as the Niners' defensive coordinator, and he's got his Bears playing well. I mean, they're playing their best against good teams. The big surprise week one was how they took Atlanta to the wire. They had the ball at the goal line with a few shots at winning that game. Came up just short, and then last Sunday just shocked the Steelers at Soldier Field, doing it with the ground game. We'll get to that. But the defense did a pretty good job against a high-powered Steelers offense that really hasn't found its groove yet as Le'Veon Bell is still working his way into shape. But the Packers challenged up front against a Fangio D, which has some talented parts. They're not a great defense. Leonard Floyd has not really stepped up in his second year and taken that next step yet, but Akeem Hicks has been great on the left side. That's where they are strongest. So Rodney McCray will have his hands full tonight, and we'll see what Fangio has in store for those tackles to try to confuse him. My hunch is he probably doesn't feel like he has to do much exotic. I would think he would think that he can get pressure and disrupt Rodgers just rushing four, keeping seven back in coverage, which will make things difficult for Rodgers to try to find anybody open. We saw that against Cincinnati. Cincinnati was not blitzing or doing anything exotic. They were just rushing with their main guys and covering with seven, and Rodgers was hard-pressed to find an open receiver. I would think McCarthy has thought long and hard about how to attack this defense with questionable tackles. Would think we'd see a lot of two tight end looks to give those tackles some help. And again, Montgomery, key in pass protection. Jamal Williams, the rookie, I think will get some play tonight as well. Probably the only rookie with a shot to play tonight. He's, from what we hear, miles ahead of the other two rookies when it comes to protecting the quarterback. So I would think Jamal Williams gets some run. Green Bay needs to run the football tonight. Let's face it. This is a team that's struggled so far to move the ball on the ground. Montgomery getting about 12, 13 rushes a game. Packers, in an ideal setting, will take a lead tonight and be able to run the ball effectively and move the ball on the ground. Of course, nobody moves the ball on the ground like the Bears have of late. What a game against the Steelers. 220 yards rushing against a pretty stout Pittsburgh Steelers defense. Yeah, they were missing a couple guys, but still, very impressive showing. Jordan Howard, first couple of weeks, kind of slow to get going, dealing with a shoulder injury. 23 carries, 138 yards, two touchdowns for the bruising second-year back out of Indiana. He'll be a handful. And then they got this rookie, this Darren Sproles 2.0, Tariq Cohen, just 5'6", 179, who has been a real find out of the backfield. Terrific receiver out of the backfield. Dangerous punt returner with a team that's lacking when it comes to offensive weapons, certainly in the passing game. Cohen will be somebody the Packers have to keep an eye on third down as a legitimate threat as a receiver out of the backfield. This feels like the kind of game where Capers should scrap his nitro defense and save it for the next, probably the rest of the season. It'll make sense. But the Bears is just, they don't throw the ball. Last week, Mike Glennon completed one pass to a wide receiver. Just seems like Green Bay be better served having two big run-stopping inside linebackers in there rather than moving a safety up. But feel like Capers is pretty committed to that nitro, so it'll be a pretty good test to see if they're able to stop a team that just wants to punish you by running the football as much as they can. Blake Martinez had a great game. He'll be counted on again tonight. Jake Ryan's back. We'll see how much run he gets. This is the kind of game you'd think you would see some Jake Ryan. Again, struggles keeping up with tight ends and running backs, but pretty good run stopper. Be also nice to see Nick Perry back tonight. He's questionable along with Mike Daniels. Perry sets the edge so nicely and is very good in run support. He's wearing a big club on his hand like we saw last year. This is the other hand, the left hand, which he broke a couple weeks ago, but he was back at practice with a giant club. My guess is Perry plays tonight. Mike Daniels, by all accounts, is a game-time decision. He's going to come out before warm-ups, see how he feels. I'd be surprised if Daniels plays, though, with the hip injury. Knowing Green Bay's got 10 days after this to get ready for Dallas and Minnesota on the road, I think the Packers would like to try to escape and win a game without having to take a chance on Daniels re-injuring that hip. So Perry and Daniels, my guess, Perry in, Daniels out. But we won't know until really 90 minutes before game time when the Packers announce their inactives, whether those two guys could go. Otherwise, looks like some of the other guys that missed Sunday's game are back. Randall Cobb should be back in the lineup. I mentioned Jake Ryan, Kentrell Bryce as well. All three of those guys, it looks like, will be good to go tonight. Bears defensively, I talked about up front with Akeem Hicks sort of being the star so far, Leonard Floyd, an up-and-coming pass rusher. Back on the back end is where Green Bay should be able to get some work done. They'll be without their leader. Strong safety Quinton Demps broke his arm. He is out, so that's a big loss. He's the general in the back end for them. Cornerbacks are average at best. Kyle Fuller, the former high draft pick of Cleveland, starting to find himself, but not a great corner. Along with Marcus Cooper, Prince Amukamura, Bryce Callahan, they got four guys that can play, but nobody that really stands out. So if Rodgers does have time, and that, of course, is the key question tonight, he should be able to make some hay on the back end. Packers should find some matchups they like with their receivers against those cornerbacks. Talked about Mike Glennon, starting quarterback for now. My hunch is he's not a starting quarterback for much longer. Mitch Trubisky waiting in the wings. They were never going to start him tonight against the Pack. They won't start him next week against the Vikes, but he'll be on the field sooner rather than later. This is a team just waiting to get their guy on the field. So a loss tonight, if it happens, would give them another reason to get closer and closer to the Mitch Trubisky era. But this is big, Packer fans. It's a Bears team that last four games at Lambeau, they've won two of them. They're not going to come in scared. They're very confident coming out of that Steelers game. They've looked very good, as I said, against two of the better teams in the league, Atlanta and Pittsburgh. They are improved, and I expect this to be a very close game. Packers favored by 7. I wonder if that number has changed at all today with the news that both Bakhtiari and Bulaga are unlikely to play. I think the Packers are going to be hard-pressed to win this one. I really do. I'm very nervous about the tackle situation. It was ugly offensively Sunday when Bulaga played a good chunk of that game. In this case, you've got a couple guys very unproven up front. We'll see what the Packers do offensively. Got to run the football, got to commit to the run, got to do it effectively, and find a way to move Rodgers out of that pocket and keep him healthy and not get him knocked down as much as he was last Sunday. Oh, man, I'm going to call it. I'll give it to the Pack, but I think it's really close. I'm going to call it 21-20. Maybe it's come from behind. Rodgers finds a way again. Ultimately, Rodgers on one side, Glennon on the other. I got to believe the Packers get it done, but I don't think it's going to be easy. I don't think it's going to be pretty, but some way, somehow, I'll give the Pack the chance to escape and finally take the lead in the all-time series. Coming up this Sunday, I will do a Packer review show, 7 a.m., KFAN Radio. Going to pre-record it, so won't be taking calls, but we will have a show on Sunday morning at 7 to look back at both the Bengals game and the Bears game, and then to look quickly ahead at the tough two-game road test to come. Saints follow, and then the Packers will have a much-needed bye. Let's just try to stay healthy tonight. Certainly get nobody else up front injured and see if Rodgers can work his magic. Thank you for listening to the Packer Preview Podcast, brought to you by the Park Tavern in St. Louis Park, our longtime sponsor of Packer Preview. Great place to watch the Pack. Head to the 11th frame in the back of the bar. Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy the game, and as always, go Pack.